Right now, I have to tell you about a story that's going to make you feel like a bit of an underachiever, I'm afraid. Like, you know, we were all kids once, and we used to dig around the garden, and we used to try to find something awesome, and maybe one day you'd find a dollar coin. Wasn't that great? Didn't you feel rich? I didn't even get that far. I found nothing. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm sorry to have to say. And my next guest puts me totally in the shade. A 7-year-old girl has found the fossil of an ichthyosaur. That's right. This is a young girl by the name of Amber Wilson. She's from Eastern Victoria, and she's found dinosaur remains of a dinosaur that lived 100 million years ago. I think she can now retire successfully. And she did this while she was on holiday in Queensland. That's a hell of a holiday. She was, to be fair, she was in a particular place, near the Fossil Museum, which is called Kronosaurus Corner. It's a region that used to be covered by Cretaceous Inland Sea, I think it was. So you can imagine there would have been plenty of ancient sea creatures swimming around there millions of years ago. But she found a fossil! Anyway, this ichthyosaur fossil weighs about 400 kilos, and the skull measures 1.5 metres long. It's even called Wilson, after Amber's family. Imagine having a fossil named after you. The budding paleontologist Amber joins me now. And Amber, congratulations. Are you there?
Yeah.
Congratulations. This is an amazing story. What did you see first?
Well, first we saw just rocks, and then Dad lifted up the rock and we found two vertebrae.
Did you know that you were looking at vertebrae when you saw them?
Yeah, I think I did.
So what did it look like?
They're round and they have kind of a hole in the middle.
Yep, that's a vertebrae. That's very good. So how did you, when you saw that, how did you get to the point where you managed to discover that this was actually a proper dinosaur fossil?
Because we took it to Kronosaurus Corner and the paleontologist had a look at it, and he said, you have to show us where it is, and then he said it was definitely a dinosaur bone.
And how did it feel when he said that to you?
Well, do you mean how it felt?
Yeah, how did you feel when he told you that?
I felt really excited.
Can imagine you're excited. Now, have you gone back to school since?
Yes, I've been back to school.
And what's happened when you've told the other kids about it? Did they believe you?
Some of them did, but some of them didn't.
Well, take me through that conversation. What did you say to them?
Well, I said, we found a dinosaur. And I remember some of them said that they didn't believe us. And some did.
So was it your close friends that believed you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the people who didn't believe you, are you no longer friends with them?
Not really.
Oh, I didn't know if I should have gone there. I might have caused some trouble. And what about your teachers? Did you tell your teachers the story?
Yeah.
What do they say?
They said it was amazing.
It really is amazing. Do you understand how amazing it is?
Yeah.
Well, you're very blasé about it, which is great. What do you know about this specific dinosaur? Did they tell you?
No.
Okay, just that you discovered a dinosaur that's millions of years old. There you go. Do you have a favourite dinosaur?
Yes.
Which one?
A T-Rex.
Why is that?
Well, because it eats meat and I like eating meat too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's your favourite meat?
Lamb chops.
Yeah, I bet the T-Rex would love some lamb chops. I don't know that as a matter of history, but I'm guessing that'd be the case. Amber, congratulations. It's an amazing effort. This is a story you'll be able to tell when you're really, really old. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, and I love how you're taking it in your stride. Congratulations, and to you and to your mum and dad as well, and thank you very much for speaking to us.
That's okay.
Amber Wilson, budding paleontologist. I don't know, has she peaked? Really? If you want to go have a holiday there, that's the bar now. That's what you have to clear.